Primal Fear Theory.
Adam's Hardships Mentor. Once you stopped, you couldn't move further. You wanted to, but you met resistance. You don't know how it was possible or where it came from. You were surrounded by walls of glass. The world kept spinning, everything seemed to speed up, and passersby passed you unnoticed. You were mad, all alone, but this glass trap was insurmountable. But it means nothing. You accepted it, that was the only solution. The work you hated, the beer that is too bitter, and senseless, empty and trivial discussions. You laughed and played your role because there was nothing else you could do. This is the world we live in, you thought. Why am I different? You kept asking, failing to find a way out. Weirdo, stranger, wimp, you told yourself. Anyway, that was you indeed. You never heard anything better from your closest friends and family. However, there was something that made your life seem awesome. To avoid extra mockery, it was something that you could never share with others. You saw things that others didn't notice. You felt things that others could not experience. You experienced the moments while others just lived, but that was nothing. Nothing meaningful. You were just a common misfit. But one day it changed, and this changed your outlook on everything. It showed you the way out of this trap. On your road, you finally met him, a terrific man. He differed so much from all these one-dimensional people you were surrounded by. He noticed all the things that you could see, additional dimensions. He was extraordinary, wise, insightful, and curious about the world. He understood things, states, thoughts, not only linearly, but also pointed by the periscope of life. His association made you happy, at least you felt that you had air in your lungs and the will to get up, to admire these wonderful things. A sky full of stars, millions of dandelions floating in the air, or the art of constructional engineering, swiftly woven by the cross spider, which shone with dew at the time of the sunrise, when everything awakens to another fantastic day of life. Now you gained strength to fight, to become someone strong, decisive, active, and to leave your previous form of someone that others wanted you to be. For the first time in your life, you realized that the glass trap you're stuck in has no key, no lock, no handle, and no doors. The only way out is to break its heavy walls and to shake off its limitations. When you did that, you experienced an unusual sensation, freedom. In that, you regained the joy of life. And this gave you strength to free others. Everything was possible because of him. We call him Mentor. The fear and anxiety we feel are normal because nobody was created to live his life alone. We need someone who will guide us, show us the way, bring out our inner beauty, our values, gifts, and skills. Mentor is such a person. He's sensitive, understands the world, reasonable, and has self-esteem on the right level. He becomes not so much a friend as a teacher of life, a trip guide, a father that you never had. You can discern the particles of your soul within him. Your relationship is based on mutual understanding, admiration, authority, and pride, and everything is covered by selflessness. Where to find him, you may ask? Be attentive and have your eyes wide open. He's among us. He looks like we do, he wears the things we wear, and may live just like us. How then will you know? By words. Words are powerful. And the proper words can change your life. Words bring emotions, but they motivate to action too. The successful attempt of stopping slavery by the 16th president of USA, Abraham Lincoln, shows us what the spoken thought is able to do. That thought made him to embody the 13th Amendment to the Constitution that forbid the slavery and forced labor. When you meet him, you notice that you feel freely at his side. You are open and laid back. You have full trust in him. your relationship grows gradually and unseen. You find out that you cross normally insurmountable barriers and you don't feel like a weirdo anymore. You realize that determination can mix with sensitivity and true manhood is shown in instrumental acts born in pain. You become yourself and you accept your right to progress and to become a better man, husband, father, friend, and human. I sincerely advise everyone to find and follow your mentor, someone who will help you to become the real and better version of yourself. I recommend watching the movie Finding Forrester. That's an excellent example of how someone can become your mentor.
Find out more on pdolsky.com.